USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iran's president saying today that his country has plans ready to go if President Trump does decide to pull out of the 2015 nuclear deal, which was struck between Iran and six major powers, granting sanctions relief in exchange for Iran putting the brakes on nuclear development. While Trump has hinted he'll pull out of the deal, the newest addition to the president's personal legal team, Rudy Giuliani, suggested the decision's already been made when he spoke to the Iran Freedom Convention yesterday.
And with Secretary of State Pompeo now on his right hand and his national security advisor, John Bolton, you remember John Bolton, on his left side. What do you think is going to happen to that agreement?
As he battles brain cancer, reports are Arizona Senator John McCain is preparing his funeral and has alerted the White House he doesn't want President Trump to attend. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Authorities on Hawaii's Big Island say there's been a lull in the seismic activity in and around the Kilauea volcano, that after at least five homes were burned from lava flows, officials stressing the volcano is unpredictable and must be addressed with caution. Many residents, though, taking it all in stride, saying it just is part of the price of living on that otherwise idyllic island.
I'm not afraid of it, just respect it and be aware and... No, I don't fear it.
Turkey says it will take retaliatory actions if the U.S. does stop weapons sales. The Turkish foreign minister Saturday addressing a proposal in the U.S. House of Representatives that would temporarily halt the sale of weapons, including the F-35 fighter jet, to the Ankara government. He says it's wrong and not fitting of the relationship between the two countries, which are also NATO allies. Remember to find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
There's a new law in Iowa that effectively bans all abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, making it the most restrictive abortion law in the nation. It prohibits abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, and that is usually about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Iowa Planned Parenthood is vowing to file a lawsuit against the governor for signing it into law. Unless a court challenge delays or stops it, the law is to take effect on the 1st of July. The very first large studios that were specifically built for TV may soon become a historic cultural monument in Los Angeles.
Live from Television City in Hollywood.
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 Television City.
The L.A. City Cultural Heritage Commission is reviewing an application for CBS Television City following reports last year the network may put that big complex up for sale soon. The 25-acre studio in L.A.'s Fairfax District was built back in 1952, the same year CBS introduced the I as its official TV logo. Many classic TV series were produced at Television City, from Playhouse 90 to All in the Family. It was also home to many great stars, from Judy Garland to Jack Benny, Danny Kaye, and Carol Burnett. Again, we remind you we're online at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.